From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. At an appearance in Hudson on Tuesday, November the 21st, U.S. Representative John Faso said his no vote on the recently passed House of Representatives tax reform legislation was not a tough decision because the bill was not right for the 19th Congressional District. Faso was speaking at a roundtable discussion about the tax reform bill with the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. He said, and I quote, "The Republican leadership attempted to persuade me. I did not get a pass from them," end quote. Faso said his vote mostly hinged on the total elimination of itemized deductions for state and local income, property, and general sales taxes. He was one of 13 Republicans that voted against the bill. Chamber members talked to the congressman for nearly an hour before the press arrived. Moody reports that the roundtable, and I quote, "was sold as an event open to the press that started at 10:30 a.m. and ran until 11:30 a.m., but the event started at 9:30 a.m. to the confusion of the press who arrived to find the whole show was finished," end quote. Faso's chief of staff apologized from Washington. He said, and I quote, "there was confusion about the start of the roundtable and the mistake was made," end quote. The event was not included on the Kinderhook Republicans' public schedule, nor was it posted to the chamber's online calendar of events. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A $4.8 billion investment in the Hudson River watershed wastewater infrastructure is needed, according to a report released by Riverkeeper. The environmental advocacy group analyzed both the water quality and infrastructure needs along the 155 miles of Hudson River and found that while the river is generally safe for swimming, raw sewage overflows and leaks from aging and failing infrastructure often cause the water to be unsafe. 21% of Hudson River estuary samples failed to meet federal safe swimming guidelines. Riverkeeper is calling for reducing combined sewer overflows and fixing aging treatment plants, pump stations, and pipes. The average age of sewer pipes in the region is more than 60 years, and some well over 100 years old. The report calls for a $132 million investment in the Capital Region, including Greene and Columbia counties. Riverkeeper is advocating for the federal government to double its funding for state revolving funds and increase in state funding through existing water infrastructure improvement programs. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Politico outlines the various parts of the Federal Communications Commission's Ajit Pai's proposal to dismantle net neutrality. Internet service providers now able to charge different amounts for various services. So there might be a basic fee for sending an email. And consumers can pay a little more to use the internet, a little more to use an audio service such as Spotify, and a little more to watch video streams or live webcast. At the FCC's December 14th meeting, the Republican commissioners will win a 3-2 vote that also will get rid of the so-called conduct standard, which allows the FCC authority to police behavior by internet service providers. And the FCC will let the Federal Trade Commission decide whether internet service providers are acting in an anti-competitive manner. Earlier this month, the FCC allowed broadcasters to own more media companies such as other radio or television stations and a daily newspaper in towns around the country. When the Obama administration had a 3-2 majority on the FCC and passed the net neutrality rules in 2015, AT&T, U.S. Telecom, and other industry trade groups took them to court. This time, net neutrality advocates will take the FCC to court after the inevitable December 14th vote. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman, Citizens for Local Power presented the State Public Service Commission with a petition on Tuesday, November the 21st, seeking a reduction of Central Hudson's monthly fixed rate for electricity from $24 to $10. The Consumer Watchdog Group said the utility's fixed rate is the highest in the state. Central Hudson's request to increase the monthly fixed rate for electricity to $25 per month is currently pending with the commission. The fixed rate is the amount a utility charges to cover the cost of doing business and is separate from the usage rate that customers pay. Critics say that a higher fixed rate is a disincentive for customers to conserve electricity. You can read that full story in the Daily Free. And for our final story, Corey Bennett is reporting at Politico New York. On Tuesday, November the 21st, ride-hailing service Uber revealed a massive data breach that occurred more than a year ago, but never came to light because the company conspired to keep it hidden. Uber's CEO said in a blog post, and I quote, "None of this should have happened, and I will not make excuses for it," end quote. The breach occurred in late 2016 and exposed some personal information on 57 million Uber users. It did not compromise riders' location history, financial information, or social security numbers, according to the company. The hackers did make off with the names and driver's license numbers of approximately 600,000 of the company's U.S. drivers. After discovering the thefts, Uber executives kept the information to themselves and paid the hackers $100,000 to destroy the stolen data, hoping to keep it off the black markets, where a researcher might discover it and alert the public. It is unknown whether Uber will face legal or regulatory scrutiny over this incident. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely, mainly before 11 a.m. today. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 45 degrees. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, increasing clouds with a temperature high near 39 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 45 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 30. The sun rose this morning at 6:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:26 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, almost 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 22nd day of November 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a happy Thanksgiving.